This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Are you ready for the word? Yes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Like Karen mentioned this morning, yesterday I saw the post that had been posted on Facebook by Montbold Christian Fellowship, where it says, "Don't let what you see make you forget what I said, what God said." This is powerful. Don't let what you think, what you see, what you hear, forget what God said. This is a book that God has given to every one of us. There's so much God has said about you in this book. If you can just go to this book every day, you will discover so many good things, so many powerful thing, so many interesting things that God has written in this book for you. Somebody say hallelujah. This book is not just a book. This book is not just a book to put on our shelf. This book is a book of life. Somebody say praise God. I'm talking to you this morning. I want you to know, I want you to hear what God wants to bring into your mind. You know, what has been posted on Facebook, I want to go in line according to what has been posted. My message is how to overcome fear. You know, this is powerful weapon that the devil is using against us, against the church, against people all over the world nowadays. You can see people in church, you can see people everywhere talking, laughing, seem to be joyful, but no one know exactly what is inside of them. Amen. But they themselves, they know what is inside of them. It can be that there are some of us here, we are living under some kind of fear, which God never called us to live with. Amen. God has already provided everything. God has already given us everything. Even fear is here, but we can overcome. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Brothers and sisters, God is not just God, but God is a God who committed himself to be with us every day, everywhere. Whatever things we are going through in life, God has committed himself to be with us. This is what he said in the word. God said, I will never, come on, and I will never forsake you. I will be with you every day. Every day. Hello? Fear. Fear. Fear is something that is paralyzing people. You can feel very strong, brave, good talking, but fear is finishing people in some kind of ways. Hallelujah. People of God, we are living in this time where we need to learn how to overcome fear. This is something very important. To overcome fear, we can't do it on our ways, in our strength. But what we think, no. You can see how fear has kept so many people, mainly people in the church, who confess they are believers, they know the true God, they have their Bible, they have all the promises of God, has kept them from moving forward. Years after years, we are still where we are. And we call ourselves children of God. Hey, are you with me this morning? God's plan is not that. You know, the day Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, where Jesus said, "It's finished." Jesus, 2,000 years ago, he paid everything for you. Amen. It's in the Bible. John chapter 3, verse 16. So when you believe in what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, he gave you the privilege to live life and life to the full. No matter what the devil is doing, no matter what is happening all around us, we are special in the eyes of God. We need to enjoy every promises that God has made to us, which is yes and amen. I want you to know, every time fear comes to you, yes, I am a man of God. I'm a preacher. I spend a long time in prayer. I know my Bible. I pray for so many people almost every day. But still, sometime, I'm afraid. There are things that come to me where I feel scared. We are in a flesh, isn't it? We are not super spiritual. All of us, we are human beings. We live in a flesh. Sometimes we are strong, sometimes we are weak. But still, let the weak say, let the weak say, let the weak say, yes, that's true. That's true. Beloved in Christ, we need to know our God. We need to know the Bible. We need to know what God said about us. Hallelujah. Which is very important. So I'm telling you that every time fear comes to you, rest assured that fear is not from God. Hello? Can I hear an amen? Fear is not from God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 said, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear." God did not give us. Instead, God gave us a spirit of power. Hallelujah. This is our God. Let me tell you one thing. The moment you let fear enter, even your conversation, when you are talking, when you are speaking, you are saying things, the moment you let fear enter your conversation, enter your mind, definitely somehow it will paralyze you and will paralyze also any sort of decision you are about to make. This is why sometimes, we want to go forward. We want to be blessed. We want to be happy. But we see always the contrary. We see always the contrary. Children of God, we are precious in the eyes of God. So, I'm here to tell you, whatever you speak, whatever you think, whatever you decide, you need to be careful. You need to be careful, my dear brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. If we go to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see a man called Jehoshaphat. He was king at that time. You know, the king, they are surrounded by so many people. They have bodyguards, they have everything. Amen? You know much about that. Jehoshaphat was king at that time. The Bible tells us news came to him that a vast army is coming to attack him and to take his territory. Sometime, even we are not king, there are things like that that came to us. Just a phone call can change everything into you. Amen? Meeting with someone, having a conversation with someone can change your mood, can change the joy that you are living in. Jehoshaphat was king, surrounded by people, servant here, there, sitting on the throne. He must be a joyful man. Happy man. If we can just visualize a king, how proud they are. But when news came to him that a vast army is coming to attack him and to take possession of his territory, this man, brave that he is, so many men that he got, experience of war that he has within him, and so many things we can mention. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us that this man, in all his strength, he was afraid. Oh, can you see this man? Trembling, shaking. Everything changed in him. Even his ways of talking, everything changed. That's why the Bible said he was afraid. Brothers and sisters, this is true. This is true. There is something what we call logic. It's true that he will be afraid. Even you and me, if we were in his place, I can tell you myself, I will be afraid. At the first time, you know, I will be afraid. Anything that come to us, you get afraid. It's something natural. It's something true. The Bible tells us he got afraid. This is what happened to us. Have anyone here in this room get afraid sometime in their life? Can I see your hand? Yes, I am. Like I tell you, we are not super spiritual people. We are just ordinary people. But people of God, we have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of power, all the anointing of God, the Word of God, all the promises of God. No matter what happened, we can react. in the spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what you hear. This is a post, Karen, on Facebook. I'm talking about that. Don't be afraid of what you hear. Don't be afraid of what you see. Don't be afraid of what you feel. You need to stand firm on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Don't be afraid, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, the very cause of our problem nowadays is not the problem itself. The very cause of our problem is we listen too much to people. What people, you know, I'm not moved by what people say. It's good sometimes you hear what people are saying so that you know exactly what the thing is. But I'm not moved by what people say. I am moved by what God said. God has the final word. God has the final authority. Even where there is no way, God will make a way. Things which are impossible for men is, come on, church. Are you here tonight? Things which are impossible for man is possible for God. The Bible tells us there is nothing, book of Genesis, there is nothing too hard for God. Our God is not a God of yesterday. Yesterday God has done so many things. But our God is a God of today. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Our God is a God of today. Today you are in trouble. Today you are facing all sort of situation. But God's still here. Amen. Because our God is a God who never change. So, what I'm telling you is, the cause of our problem is you are always listening to what people said instead of believing what the word of God said in the situation you are. You know, it's a joy for me to be here with you, to speak to you, people of God. By speaking to you, I'm speaking even to myself. And I can tell you, I'm blessed being with you. Are you blessed? Oh, praise God, praise God. Bruce, are you blessed? Praise God, hallelujah. People of God, it's time to position ourselves. Don't be moved by your situation. It's time to position ourselves and cast away every spirit of fear out of your mind, out of your heart, out of you. Amen? Out of your house. Out of your finances. Out of your business. Out of your marriage. Out of your family. Hey, listen to this. God is with us. Say to somebody next to you, hey, God is with you. Come on. Look at someone next to you, say, hey, God is with you. Yes, God is with me. What shall I fear? If God is with me, the Bible said, if God is with me, who can be against me? I'm talking to you, devil. I'm talking to you. If God is with me, who can you be against me? No. Witchcraft. Can you be against me? Jealousy. Curse. Condemnation. sickness, poverty. Hello? No. Long time ago, I have said, bye-bye sorrow, bye-bye sickness, bye-bye poverty, bye-bye everything which is not from God. Can you say bye-bye? Most of the time we say bye-bye to someone. But it's time to say bye-bye sorrow, bye-bye curse, bye-bye sickness. You know, I don't boast about myself, but when I talk about myself, I'm glorifying God. And in the face of the devil, I'm challenging the devil. You know, I'm not a young man. I'm nearly 62 now. Nearly 62. Oh, praise God. But I tell you, my daughter here, my grandson here, they can tell you, never, never in my life, I said, hey, I'm not well today. I have headache, back pain, my leg is soaring. Have I said this kind of thing? Did you hear me? Oh, can you get some pills for me? Did I do that? This is my witness. I'm telling you, I'm not boasting about myself. Why? I'm not superior than you. But since I became a Christian, 41 years now, I'm a Christian. Every day, I live on the word of God. Amen? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that proceeds from the mouth. Are you living on the word of God? Oh, most of the time you are at McDonald's, KFC, Hungry Jack. Hello? No, this is nothing wrong. It's good. But we need to live on the word of God. No matter where you are right now, it's time to change, brothers and sisters. Amen. We need to challenge the devil. In the midst of every situation, because our God is a miracle God. Our God is a God who cares for us. The price that has been paid for us cannot be compared to even the wealth of this world. Amen? So, let's live life to the full. I was telling my daughter, you know, by the time I will reach 80, 90, you will see with your eyes, I will be still fit. I will still be fit because my God is with me. If God is with me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Come on, are you blessed this morning? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let me do something very interesting. In the book of Job, chapter 3, verse 25 said, what you fear, this is why I'm telling you again, don't be afraid. Don't let fear occupy a room in your heart, in your life. No. There's no room for fear. So this is what the book of Job said. Job 3, 25. What you fear is what will happen to you. What you fear, it's what will happen to me. Not me, not you. But because you fear. So, If you fear in your old days, you will end up in a nursing home. This is what will happen. Hello? June, you are blessed, my sister. Hallelujah. Everyone is blessed this morning. I'm telling you, whatever you fear. You know, we are Christian, yes, but we fear so many things. What will happen to me in the next 5 years? You know, life, I'm speaking in the natural now. Life is not getting better. You know, because of all sort of things happening, chemical and so on in the food, life is getting worse. Can you imagine in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? So, if we are not standing on the word, if we are not feeding ourselves with what God said, we will be in trouble. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So what you fear is what will happen to you. Don't fear about tomorrow, because God himself said, I will take care of your tomorrow. You don't have to take care of your tomorrow. I'm getting old. I'm afraid maybe my children, they will not look after me. I'm getting old. I'm afraid that I will end up in hospital on a wheelchair. I will not have sufficient fun to look after myself. Hey, brothers and sisters, go to Matthew. And he would say, don't worry about anything. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all things shall be added. This is my God. Why do I have to worry about tomorrow? I live on every day. Tomorrow, it's in the hand of God. Amen? And my tomorrow is better than today. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I am blessed talking to you this morning. So, the Bible tells us King Jehoshaphat, in his fear, he was afraid. He was a king. He was afraid. But in his fear, listen to this. I'm nearly finished. King Jehoshaphat, he was afraid because he got news. A vast army is coming to attack him. But in the Bible tells us, in his fear, what he did? He seek God. He seek God. Brothers and sisters, in your fear, don't take your phone and call someone. Hello? In your fear, don't run away. In your fear, don't hide yourself. In your fear, don't try to do things on your own, but seek God. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 said, this is the best call number God has given you. You can call this number always, always at our disposal. Never busy. Amen. Call upon me and I will. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jehoshaphat, instead, he seek God. This is what we need to do, brothers and sisters. Seek God in your problem, in your sickness, in your situation, when you are struggling, when you don't know what to do. Seek God. Seek God. I said, seek God. Next thing he did, in his fear, the Bible tells us he proclaimed a fast. It's good sometimes to have good breakfast. Every day we have good breakfast, but it's time to remove the break, but just the fast. Which is best, amen? It's time to fast, brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you that you make fasting some kind of tradition, no. But sometimes you need to do it, you need to go for it in your fear, fast, brothers and sisters. Hello? Praise God. God will help you. God will support you. God will give you sufficient strength. Even you sometimes you say, I can't fast. You can't because you are trying this thing on your own. I can do all things through him who. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. And the next thing Jehoshaphat did, the Bible tells us, he prayed. When is the last time you lock yourself in a room or you go to an isolated place just seeking God, calling upon him, praying, bringing your request before him? When is the last time you did that? I pray, brother, when I come to church on Sunday. There are people who pray, they pray only on Sunday. We need to pray unceasingly. Every day, all the time. Even time is good, time is bad, we need to pray. Praise God. So, Jehoshaphat, he pray. Go into your room. Spend time in prayer. Wake up in the morning. Early in the morning. Pray. Don't let fear block you. Don't let fear bind you. Don't become a prisoner of fear. Instead, those whom the Son has set free, the Bible said, is free indeed. Hallelujah. So we are free. If we are free, we can pray. We can praise. We can worship. We can do everything. Go into your room. Spend time with God. Wake up in the morning, early in the morning. Pray. You find it difficult to sleep in the night. Oh, I can't sleep. So you wake up, you just walk, put on the TV just to kill time. You what? No. You can't sleep? Okay, go on your knees. Pray. Speak to God. Build your relationship with God. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. My preaching is a practical message. Practical preaching. Amen? When you leave this place, you know exactly what to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give room for fear to keep you away from the blessing of God. Stop looking at your situation as it is. In the book of Psalm, chapter 122 said, David said, I lift my eyes to the hill. I lift my eyes to the hill. Where does my strength come from? My strength comes from you, Lord, maker of heaven and earth. You are the God who never slumber. No sleep. You need to know your God, brothers and sisters. Coming to church is good. Singing song is good. Watching Christian movie is good. But you need to build your relationship with God. By doing so, you will see fear will always come, but you will feel the strength of God within you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Stop trying things on your own. Stop weeping over the doctor's report. Cast away every fear. Lean upon God. Trust God. Come closer to God. Start believing in what the word of God said to you right now in your situation. Start rejoicing in the Lord over the promises that God has made for you. Can we stand, please, brothers and sisters? You know exactly where you are right now in your situation. I'm here to pray for you. I don't know what you are going through, but in whatever situation you are now, if you believe that God can touch you, even you don't have to come here, even you don't have to receive the laying of hand, which is very important, but I'm doing something just to steer your faith wherever you are right now. Just put your hand on your heart. I will pray for you. You know, by doing everything I have commanded you, I have teach you this morning, you know what? In your fear, by seeking God, praying, calling upon the name of God, you will put the devil into confusion. In the book of James, it said, resist the devil and he will flee away from you. In the face of the devil, praise God. In the face of sickness, praise God. In the face of crisis, praise God. Just like Paul and Silas. In every circumstance, shout the goodness of God. You will see the manifest presence of God. Lift your hand, one hand on your heart. Keep your eyes closed, brothers and sisters. It's just between you and God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that your word is a living word. And your word never come to you void. Everything that has spoken, oh God, into the heart of your people, Father, may it produce something great, something supernatural, something powerful that will change things in the mind, in the heart of your people, will turn everything upside down. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cast every fear, whatever it is, in the heart of your people, Father. I stand against every work of the devil. I say that right now, Satan, you have to remove your dirty hand upon the people of God. Father, I bind every situation, every sickness, every kind of thing that the devil has bring into the life of the people, and I speak your blessing right now. Father, may your people be set free. May your people be restored in their health, in their marriage, in their finances, in their business. Oh God, in whatever issue of their life, Father God. Oh, your promises to us is yes and amen. Father, fill them with your power. Fill them with your fresh anointing. The anointing that break every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we know that you are the answering prayer God. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Even as we leave this place, oh God, we are leaving this place with your grace upon us, with your blessing upon us. Thank you, Lord God. I can feel the joy. I can feel the peace. I can feel the hope that you are sitting in the mind on every and each one. And I declare that this day, oh God, will be a blessed day. The coming week, it will be a coming week. Every day will be a blessed day. Your people will enjoy every single blessing of you. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.